Hello.
Mervin?
Yes, it's for some reason disconnect the
Yeah, I know.
line.
You were asking me a question and then the call fell out. I heard it right when it fell out, so I figured I'd give you a couple seconds and give you a call right back, right? So
Yeah, so
but
my
go ahead.
question was, I have that Google Advertising program, which is running now, and also show us the information to the website and everything. It will lead to the traffic to the website. So it's going to be any interference with you or no?
Yeah, no. So for Google Ads, it will not be an interference, right? Because Google Ads work differently. What we're doing is the local map section for you. So we're going to optimize your website and your Google business profile to the first page of the local maps. So that would not interfere with us if you have in-house Google advertisements going on. That's not the problem. It's just for the local maps search engine optimization, which we've kind of been going over, and you let me know you were previously with the company, but you are not anymore, correct?
Yes. They
Okay,
actually
perfect.
did something physical to the website. I mean, they did some kind of work on the website and some, as you said, something like optimization. And yeah. So,
Yeah, so it sounds like what they were doing is like some of the website optimization, and it's kind of obsolete in today's marketing optimizations, because when it comes down to the search engines, what their customers are always finding first is the profiles, right? The business profiles on that local map section with the website attached, right? So when you're optimizing a website on its own, it's a very lengthy process. It's a very pricey process, and it doesn't yield as much results. And for that reason, most marketing companies, about 95% of them, have gone away from that type of optimization and went into, when they go into search engine optimization, really optimizing the local map section for customers to be able to yield the best results, right? Because that's where everybody's picking their choices, right? I mean, they're not picking a website because you can't even call from a website. Now, what we do is make sure that the website has a prime visibility right alongside that profile, so we can generate the traffic, the phone calls, and ultimately the business.
Okay.
Makes sense, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll continue here now. Your payment for your initial term and account setup would be charged today on November 18th, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $249. Now, this is a 3-month verbal agreement, and your monthly payments would automatically renew on the 18th day of each month in the amount of $249. This is your monthly recurring payment. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. Now, if you do cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee would apply. To prevent charges for your next month of service, all you do is you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Does that sound fair?
Yeah, okay. So, in order to cancel 2 business days before, and if I cancel within 90 days, within 3 months, I would be charged 600. If I am canceling after that, anytime 2 days prior to the billing date, I would not be charged, right?
That's right. And it's three business days before your next billing is due. You wouldn't be charged. That's correct.
Okay.
And inside of that 90 days, for the $600, every 30 days you're with us, $200 comes off the early termination fee. Because we know as we keep going, you're going to continue to see results even inside the 90 days. So we're very confident that you're going to be with us.
Okay, so 200, you said,
$249. That's right. It bills
$49.
Once a month for exactly that amount. That's right. $249.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Give me 1 sec. Let's set up that profile. Now, what's the best email address for you? Now, this is the email address that I'll use to set up your onboarding call, so it'll go directly to your calendar. So preferably one that you have access to.
So my email is, I will give you my personal, is makardds@gmail.com.
Okay, makardds@gmail.com. Okay. Okay, let's pull up the calendar here and let's see what time slots we have available.
Also, I have a question. Let's say if I want to change something on the website and stuff like that, add some info, that I will still be able to do with the company who just served the site. That's not going to interfere with your services, right?
That's right. So now keep in mind, website hosting for us, we can do it for you, but that's optional. As of right now, you decided to opt out to the website hosting. So basically, any editing you would want with your website and all that, it would still be with the current company that has your website. What we're going to be doing for you is optimizing that website to the first page of Google search results. So we won't have access to edit the website for you. Now, if you'd like us to, it's already included at this price. You just let me know and we'll get that done for you.
Uh-huh. So if I want to do some editing on the website, it will be included into that price that I'm paying, and you would be able to add something. Say I want to add video or some text or change something, you will do that for me, right?
Okay, yeah. We can do that for you if you would like us to host your website, right? So do you want us to host the website?
You mean the hosting? As I understand,
hosting means that we can edit it. If we hosted it, what we would do, just to be very clear, we'd go in, we'd get the same domain, but we're going to rebuild the website for you, right? We're going to rebuild it the way you have it. We'll have a little bit of changes because of copyright issues, obviously, right? But once that's there, through your dashboard, you will definitely have access to edit anything through there, photos, you can even do coding. Or if you want anything edited, all you would do is call us, let us know, hey, I need this changed on the website, and we go in and we do it for you, right? But the only way that we would have access to edit that website is for us to actually be hosting it, which means we would take over and rebuild it and kind of get that done for you, right? To where we can actually have the access to host it. Because right now, your website's already built, right? So another company built that website. So we don't have access to get in there and mess with it unless we start working on that domain. With domain means like your .com website. Does that make sense?
So because as I understand, I'm paying to something like GoDaddy or something, which they do host and domain, and I pay for this like annually. That's just to have that website. And the other guys, they're just doing for me all this coding and stuff, so they basically build what I want, how I want, how it like appear on it now. They just basically did that, and they have access to it, and with that access they just add it and do stuff. But hosting, as I understand, is just like the company, which is like I pay separate for that name, MacArtDental.com.
Mm-hmm.
And all that things related. That's my understanding. And if I want, I can get access to that website to do the editing, which I don't know how to do. So for me, it's useless. But if I want to get access to it, I don't want to rebuild anything because as it built it, I like it. I mean, whatever it is in there, I like it.
So I'm looking at it right now, and it looks nice, right? What I can tell you right out the gate that we would do for you, the first thing that we're going to do is we're going to add a chat bot in here. So whenever customers visit your website, they're going to be greeted by a customer service employee, and they'll ask them, how are you doing today? You need any services? Is this for a child, an adult? They'll start that conversation with your customers and basically kind of streamline them over to you, right? So, I mean, that's definitely one of the main benefits of the website. At $249, the website hosting is included, right? So your website will stay up, and what we'll do is we'll build a shell that will resemble this. We'll add the AI chatbots, and then we'll present it to you. And if you say, hey, you know what? I love the way that looks. Go ahead and make it live. We will go ahead and take over the hosting from there, right? Which means that we'll be doing the updates on your website. If you need anything changed, updated, you want new photos, you want new galleries, anything like that, we would be taking care of that for you. It's included at no extra charge. I mean, I would recommend that you allow us to do that for you. Reason being is because we're going to be able to then transmit the results that your website is getting through the dashboard, right? Because now we're hosting it. So So we'll be able to see all your impressions. We'll be able to see whenever customers are chatting through your chatbot, it'll go right over to your customer service desk in the front, you know, things like that, right? So that way you guys have a lot of access to the website, and it's actually a tool for your business. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. But I would still have to pay that GoDaddy for those services?
Or no, that's right. You wouldn't have to no more. If you're paying a monthly subscription rate for them, it's already included. You know, once you get your Google first page listing, website hosting is already there, and it comes at this low rate. So honestly, you could save that money there.
And I would still have the same website name and everything, right?
That's right. As long as you own that domain, if you bought the domain, MacarDental.com, and you own it, what we would do is we would just go ahead and use that. So what I can do is I can always attach the domain here to the account. And then when we go through the onboarding call and we're setting these up, as long as it's owned, we'll use the same one. This website will continue to stay live until ours is ready to go. Now, once ours is ready to go within the first 7 to 14 days, we're going to show it to you. We'll let you know, here you go. Mr. McCarr, if you like this website, we can put it live for you, Irvin. You say, yes, I love it. Or can we change this? And we'll make a small change and then we'll make it live for you.
And this answering to the chat would be also included, right? We don't have to pay for this extra.
That's right. The chatbot is already included in the website at no extra charge.
Okay, so let's do this. Let's do for now promoting the website which exists, and in 90 days I will see how it goes. If I would be satisfied with what I see in terms of like making it the first page, if that happens in 3 months, I believe so, we will just go ahead and then transfer the domain and everything else.
Sounds fair to me. That sounds fair. Yeah. Okay. So let's go ahead. Now, I do have some openings today after lunch, and I'm also going to have tomorrow morning. What works better for you for your onboarding call?
That would be better today. At what time approximately?
Yeah, let me pull up a good time for you. So right now you're at 146. So I have a, what time works best for you? Would you say a couple hours? Let me see. I have you're at about 2 o'clock. So
2 o'clock is fine. Yeah. As soon as possible.
Okay.
Later in the day I would visit it, but now, I want to finish it. How long it will take that onboarding call?
It's going to take about 30 minutes.
30 minutes. Okay, so yeah, let's do it for 2 o'clock.
Okay, give me 1 second here.
So during that call, I will just provide the information for the payment and you will set up and run, right?
Yeah, well, that's what we're going to do right now, because the first thing, as soon as we process the payment, then the call gets scheduled. And then you're going to receive the automatic messages that you'll need. 3 of them get sent out automatically. So first thing we're going to work on, Mr. Irvin, is your last name McCarr?
Yes.
Okay. Carr. Now, can I get the billing address that we'll have on file?
It is going to be 40 Mortimer Street.
Okay. Can you spell that one for me?
M-O-R-T-I-M-E-R, Mortimer.
Okay.
That's New Canaan, Connecticut. Zip code 06840.
06840.
And in order for me to run, for you to run the whole service for me, would I have to give something during that call, like some accesses or whatever to the website or to the Google? Or no?
Not to the website, yes. To the Google profile, yes.
I don't have that information. That my staff, they know all of this. I just would not be able to. So should that call be tomorrow then, during the business hours? Then we can do that with my staff, because I have no clue how to get there.
Yeah, and that'll be through the email address associated with it. So, yeah, then tomorrow morning would be great.
Tomorrow morning, probably not. Let me look the schedule. I will tell you exactly when to call us, so we will be able to assist in the good manner. One second. Okay. Tomorrow at 2 o'clock, that would be good.
Okay, tomorrow 2 p.m. I would put it.
And you can call our office number 203-274-5643.
Okay, you said 203-274-5643?
Yes. Okay. And call Christina. She will answer all these questions related to the access.
Okay. So let me get Christina, get her on here. And she's secretary?
Yeah, she's my assistant, and she knows all this access to the media.
Okay.
And to the
I'm just asking so I can put the her title here on the profile. Okay. Okay, mccarrdds@gmail.com. That's what I'm about to send it out to you right now. Okay, the event has been scheduled. You should be getting that email right now. Now we can get back over to the billing info. Let's get this address. We got 40 Mortimer Street.
So it says here event name. Okay, good. 2 o'clock. Okay. Yeah, I got the email.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm just updating the address info on this side of the account. Okay, then. And we're at 6-1. Okay. So 6-1. Okay, now we're ready for the billing info, Mr. McCarr. Will you be using a Master, Visa, Discover, or Amex?
I'm going to use Visa.
Okay, go ahead when you're ready.
4246-3152-1140-0609.
Okay, expiration?
0128.
And CVV?
The code is 132.
132. Okay, let me update that one. Okay, so right now you should be receiving a few messages are going to go out, right? One of them is going to say initial invoice. It'll have like your terms and terms and conditions. And then the other one is going to say pictures needed for Google verification. Now that one, you don't have to worry about that one because you're already verified. It's just an automatic message that goes out to all of our clients, right? So the one that we will need you to click on is the one that's going to say initial invoice. So you let me know when that one comes in.
That is going to be on my cell phone message or the email?
It should come through both, right? But usually it goes faster through the text message on the cell phone. So right now it's showing me it's in processing, so it should go out right now. I'd like to be the first one to welcome you on to Local Splash. Mr. McCarr, we're super excited to be able to help out your dentist office. Now let's see here. I did text you out as well, our customer service number, that 877 number, as well as my extension, right? Since I'm the director here in charge for the state, I want you to have my number directly to my office. So if you ever need anything, just punch in that extension. It'll bring you directly to my desk, okay?
Okay, I see here a, yeah, David, extension.
Yeah, 574.
And it's Ivan, I-V-A-N.
Oh, and I have you down as Irvin. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to update that for you, and then I'm going to resend that.
Find dashboard, username, password.
Yeah, so that's that Google Business Analytics dashboard that you'll have access to, right? So as soon as your directory submissions start going live, we're going to start having data to transmit there for you.
Mm-hmm. So that's where I go and see all this, all the movement on the website, right? All the statistics.
That's right.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Now, I just sent you out an updated initial invoice, so that way you can have the new information there for you. Let's just say, hello, Ivan.
Mm-hmm. That's still incorrect. It's I-V-A-N, not I-N.
Gotcha. I-V-A-N. Okay. I'll send it out to you one more time. I apologize, Ivan. I have a brother-in-law named Ivan, and he spells it one way. I have a friend that I grew up with named Ivan, and he spelled it another way. And my name's David, and everybody has the name David, and there's only one way to spell it, so I apologize.
That's okay. Okay, so I got this. So what, should I do something else or that's it?
Yeah, so what you want to do is you want to put your signature on bottom and then you click the boxes there. So that way it'll allow us to give you text messages and allow us to send you emails. And then there it gives you signature, right? Showing that, that you say it's okay for us to do those things.
Would you be able to do that through the email though, not through the phone?
Yeah, sure. Let me go ahead and get that one. Let me see if it's gone out already. I can send it up right here. About to get come to you via email. There you go.
Okay. Okay, so I'm going to hit it, access to my dashboard, right? Or where is the signature page?
Okay, so you open the email that I just sent you, right? And it says initial invoice?
Yeah.
Okay, so then, yeah, you click on that one and it should take you back to where it'll have those two boxes and then a place for a signature?
Hmm. It says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Right?
Yeah.
That's the one.
Click right there. Okay. Uh-huh. And then you'll see the first box that says, I agree to receive SMS messages sent to my phone number. And then you know that these are, they're automatic, well, they're monthly payments. So it says, I acknowledge that payments are automatic and reoccurring. And I certify that I'm the authorized holder of the credit card, right? So basically that it's your card, you know that it's a monthly payment, and you agree that we can text message you. And if you can just put your signature there for us, then we're good to go.
Okay, and that's the term defined, that, right? Google Business
That's right.
Profile Optimization. And on our Google Business Profile, you would not do any changes, right?
No, that's right. No, we're not. Yeah, we're not changing anything. So that's why I reviewed your hours of operation, your service areas. I wanted to make sure all that was correct. Once it is, so that way we don't have to change anything. What we're doing is we're optimizing you to the front page. So that way you're able to be found for your search keyword terms and phrases.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Okay, fantastic.
What is the some cost for product included? Local bundle is $199 and Facebook ad $100. That's what?
Yeah, no, yours does not have Facebook ads. That's general information through terms and conditions, right? But yours, you decided you didn't want the Facebook ads, so we didn't do the Facebook ads.
And local bundle too, right?
Yeah, so you have, you're doing the local maps bundle, and then you're getting additional keywords and phrases, and you got those at the discounted rate. So from the $299 to
$249. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Okay.
Good to go. All right. Well, Mr. Ivan, I do have you down scheduled for tomorrow morning, and we're going to be calling for your assistant, and I have her down at 203-274-5643. Correct?
In this, it's still a mistake. I believe your name is, again, Ivan, and when I put here for signature,
It shows here that you've already signed it, and I have you under Ivan, I-V-A-N, space, Makar, M-A-K-A-R.
Uh-huh. Okay, so this is good.
Yeah.
Because on my end, it said it was the mistake. And said, signature document, Mike, please type your name exactly as it appears. And it's not appearing the same way.
Let's see here.
Well,
I have it updated here, and it even shows that you successfully signed it. So let me just check here. Let me just check, because that's, I know.
On my end, it said not. Signature doesn't match, and it showed the red box.
Okay, let me see. Try refreshing your screen. Like if you can go out and then click back on the link through the email, and it should be refreshed for you. It should show it as completed.
I go again to local bundle, right?
Yeah, the local splash initial invoice. So the email that I sent you, just click back on that link. And when it reopens, it should be updated for you and shows completed.
It says the about terms and conditions have been accepted by, again, the mistaken name, and yeah, it's okay. If it's good with you, it's fine.
Okay. Well, if for me, okay. So for you, it's still showing the misspelling. For me, it has a correct spelling. Maybe it just hasn't updated on your side, but it does show that you did sign it for us so we can send you out those text messages. And as well here, yeah, Ivan, I-V-A-N, Makar, M-A-K-A-R.
And what okay. I would give you, I want to give you the other number for text messages. That's our like cell phone number, but it's related to office operation. So I don't want
okay.
to use my cell phone directly because, yeah, as I said, we're going to answer you through my employees, not
through the front desk, right? Yeah, for sure. So, okay.
Yes.
So right now I have a phone number for tomorrow for your assistant as 203-274-5643, right?
Yes.
Okay, and what was her name?
I would get you also a cell phone number for the text messages if you will to send some text messaging. So that would be accepted through this number. 1 second.
Okay. I'll and will that also be the best contact phone number? Is it only for text messages?
It can be. You can contact through that one I gave you, 203. Which is good one. That's like the office phone number. And this one is also cell number, which you can actually call too. But 1 second, let me get you.
Okay.
It's 203-434-9363.
Okay,
203-434-9363.
And
that's cell phone for the office. You can send text messages over there.
Okay, so office number for text.
Yes.
Okay. And then we have the other office number is 203-274-5643 for voice.
Yes. And this number, when I'm calling from, 646, that's my personal. I don't want that phone to be bothered.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, does not want calls to personal number on. Account. Okay. Now, for tomorrow, for the onboarding call, I know you wanted me to speak with a lady. What was her name?
Christina.
Christina. Okay. Okay. So I'll put Christina here for the onboarding call tomorrow, and that's going to be at 2 p.m. And then I have your office number for voice. Your personal number does not want any phone calls. And the cell office number for text is 203-434-9363.
Yes.
Fantastic. Okay. So you're all ready to go, Mr. Makar? Definitely excited to be able to help you out. I'll go ahead and get all this information put into the account, and then we'll reconvene until tomorrow at 2 p.m. So I'll go ahead and I'll give you a call. Oh, I'll give the number a call for Ms. Christina, and then basically I'll let her know the reason for the call, and I'll introduce her to our onboarding agent. Okay, usually it's either Honey or sometimes Ivan, right? So I'll introduce them, and then I'll let them get right to it. It should take anywhere from about 25 to 30 minutes. And then from that point forward, you need anything at all, you give me a call. You have 24/7 customer service support, and I'm in office every day from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. your time, okay?
Okay, excellent. Thank you very much.
Absolutely, Ivan. Okay, well, I do appreciate the time you gave me today, and then I will go ahead and give you a call tomorrow.
Okay, great. Thank you. Bye.
Yes, sir.